Everyone here? Yes? A little later, we will be visiting a very famous holy place of Bharasana, Sankarikor, where the Dankeli Lila is eternally taking place. When Krishna and Gopas would come to this area of Bharasana, Sri Radharani and her sakis and gopis, they became very excited. So they told Father Vrishabhanu Maharaj that there is a yajna being performed by some Brahmins. So we must bring yogurt and ghee and butter as a service to them. Vrishabhanu Maharaj was always eager for Sri Radharani to receive blessings of Brahmins. So they brought so much, each one of them holding pot on their heads, in their arms. But their real goal was that Krishna steal it. They would come to this place called Sankarikor, which is two mountains just going next to each other. There's a very, very thin passageway between those mountains. Only one person at a time could walk. So Krishna and his friends would be standing with sticks right at the entrance and tell them that we are the messengers of the king, and you must pay taxes. Taxes for all this butter and yogurt that you're transporting. And the tax is that you must give us your butter and yogurt. So the gopis, they would say to Krishna that actually, you are saying we should pay tax for the flowers we pick, for the water we use. But Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari. She is the queen of Vrindavan. Therefore, you should pay taxes to us for all the grass that your cows are eating every day. So a wonderful, loving argument took place, and ultimately, Lord Krishna and his friends would push the pots off the heads of the gopis and they would steal it. Dankeli Lila. Raghunath Das Goswami and other great acharyas have described this pastime in various incredible details. So one day, Sri Radharani and her friends decided, for the pleasure of Krishna, we will get even with them. In the spiritual world, there is also the concept of revenge. In this material world, revenge is based on envy, hatred. But in Vrindavan, everything is based on pure, unmotivated love for the pleasure of Krishna. So one day when the gopas were playing in that area, about 200 or 300 gopis surrounded them, tied their sikas to the rocks, began to pour water on their heads and milk on their heads. So they were trapped. They wanted to let somehow or other be released, but they wouldn't release them. They said, unless you bow down to the feet of the Queen of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani, you will not be released. So Krishna came and bowed at the feet of Sri Radharani. to show that love always conquers the object of love. And then he asked, you know, how can I atone for what I have done? And she said that you taxed us, so now you should let us tax you. But as a female, it is not proper for me to tax you. Therefore, you take my form and I'll take your form. So Krishna and all the gopas became Radharani and gopis. And Radharani and all gopis became Krishna and the gopas. And they came here. And Krishna in the form of Radha and the gopas in form of gopis, they all had butter and yogurt on their heads. And Radharani in the form of Krishna and the gopis in the form of gopas had sticks. And said, you cannot go through this place unless you pay taxes. And then they knocked the butter and yogurt off their head and stole it all. So in honor of this wonderful pastime, in this temple it is very special. The deity of Krishna is actually worshipped as Sri Radharani, but he's in the form of Krishna. And the deity of Radharani here is Krishna. Unless we have very, very deep and high realizations, we may be able to enjoy this pastime. But the realization can only come through very, very surrendered, humble service to Guru and Vaishnavas and very, very pure chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna. So this is the place of the begging for charity. And here we should beg for the charity of pure hearts, free of envy, lust, pride, greed, anger, and illusion. We should beg for the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas and a spirit of pure devotional service. Behind you is one of the places where Radha and Krishna perform their Julan Yatra, or swing festival. And this monument was built by the great acharyas in honor of that. In order for all of us to have this very special darshan, we should not go inside, because that will take very long. There's over 1,000 devotees. So we'll make a circle, and we'll come this way and go around that way. And just something like, have you been to Tirupati? The pujaris go, chalo, chalo. We'll have somebody going, chalo, chalo also. So we'll just walk by quickly, and within that moment, behold the beautiful darshan of the Lord. Thank you very much.